I long to be by my Savior's side, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there.
It's another beautiful day that we have here to come and worship God. On Friday, I got a text from Travis, and he was telling me he was feeling a little bit under the weather, and I mistakenly said, just let me know if you need me to fill in for you. And he called my bluff on that yesterday. About 10 o'clock, he sent me a message saying, hey, do you mind speaking? I was like, all right, that's fine. So I had to come up with a lesson, and I asked my nephew yesterday, wherever my dad's working, and I said, give me a lesson. He said, it's Thanksgiving. Talk about Thanksgiving. I was like, you're bright, you know. So I was thinking about Thanksgiving, and, it's always a fun time of year to be able to get together with your family, to just come together and see one another, to, catch up on things, And, as you prepare for it, everybody's getting the food ready to go, and everybody's calling the cousins and whoever to come over, and and there's always that crazy uncle that shows up that throws food or does something silly, or that's me. But that and then there's that crazy Aunt Susie, the one that shows up with that Jell-O stuff with like the fruit inside of it, the salad, and you made the mistake years ago saying, oh, it's great, and so she comes up to you and says, I made this just for you, and you're like, thank you. And so there's so many things that go on. You have the just the different personalities. You're like, I don't know if I want to talk to Uncle such and such. I can't get away from him. It just goes on and on, And then you think about the food. The food is just amazing. Turkey. That's turkey and dressing, gravy and gravy and gravy and more gravy. Giblet gravy is my favorite thing, the whole meal. But you look at all the stuff that's being brought in, all the pies, the cakes, and all the stuff like that. Each person has a responsibility. And there's always that one person, their only responsibility is to cook the rolls, to heat up the rolls. And they burn them every year. But it's something that I'm not talking about my wife here. She's getting... But so we see that Thanksgiving is truly a blessing to be able to come together as a family to celebrate and to catch up. During this time of year, you'll get letters from family members, and they'll be sending you a letter saying, hey, this is what's going on with our family over the last year. Just want to catch you up on it. And it got me to thinking about, how Paul writes to the churches. And Paul, you got to love his enthusiasm for the gospel and his way of talking to us, and it makes it simple to understand for me. And I think about the letter to the Ephesians as he starts off. He is joyful. He's talking about the spiritual blessings in him. And it got me to thinking, if you had to write a letter to the church at Lake Norman, what would that letter say? And I got to thinking about this, and I was thinking that, it would have to say the heart of Thanksgiving. And we talk about the family. This is a family. This is a tighter-knit group than my family I grew up with. And that's the beautiful thing about God, how God can bring so many people together to come together to worship and to be in like-mindedness. And that's the beauty of God. And so when I started thinking about this, I wanted to write a letter to the church here. The blessings that I find in you, my family. You carried me through many things this year with my health. You carried me through other situations that's gone on in my life. One most important thing that I just want to tell a little story about. About 16 years ago, we decided that we were going to go through a class called MAPS. And this is a class that prepares you for adoption. And so Melissa and I and Cassie, you know, we talked about this, and we'd, you know, we've been thinking about adoption for a while. And so as we started this class, we started learning things. Things that'll just break your heart. So in this class, you spend time, you're going over actual occasions that these kids have gone through, situations that they were in. And so you're reading word for word what these children have gone through. I tell you, it tears you up. I can remember we'd have to read these in class, and most of the time the class was in tears. And whoever had to read these certain things, they would get choked up, and I can't read this. I cannot read this. You know, so we went through this process, 8 weeks of this, and it really opened our eyes up to the world around us. How mean the world can be. How mean they can be to little kids. But you know, there's blessings in everything. We just have to find them sometimes. You know, as we went through that class, and we got to the very end of that class, and so we're certified to adopt or have foster children in our home. So we felt pretty good about this. We're like, oh yeah, we're going to have a kid before long. So this process, you sit down and you take out a piece of paper. It's like ordering your food at, you know, one of those Chinese restaurants. You know, you check off, okay, I want this kid. I want him to be healthy. I don't want him to have any sexual abuse. I don't want him to have any physical abuse. I don't want any emotional abuse. I don't want any physical ailments. You know, I don't want him to be disabled. I don't want them to be this. I want them to be white. I want them to be a little girl or a little boy. I want them. So we checked off everything on that list. We wanted the perfect child. We painted this quick picture of something that's going to be easy for us to get. We know that in no time we're going to get that phone call. Well, we got a few calls over the year. There was a couple of calls that call up and say, hey, we have this child for you, but you're like third in line. And we'll let you know if you're able to see this little one. And so that would fall through, and another one would fall through. So we saw the process was going on pretty long. But you know what? I'll finish this story in just a second. But as we read through what Paul writes to the church, and how the church is growing, how the church is building one another up, carrying one another through their tribulations and trials, through the issues that go on in life. You know, and I started thinking more and more about the blessings here at Lake Norman, the spiritual blessings that we have. And if we looked and we wanted to start listing off the blessings that we've had this year, we look at, you know, the mortgage being paid down. That's amazing. We look at that, and we look at other things that have gone on. We've seen three of our young couples get married this year. And to do that before God, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Then we think about what we went through at the beginning of the year when we were searching for a minister. We went through a process that took some time. Thank you, John. It was a process that took some time, and we met this family, this beautiful family. Travis and Carly, Peyton, Brooklyn, Ethan, Nolan, and Colton. They blessed us. So if we look at our spiritual blessings this year, we are blessed beyond belief. And God will carry us through. No matter what the situation is, no matter what it is we face in life, He will carry us through. So as we think about Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? Is it the material things that we have outside of this building? Is it those things that we enjoy to do? I mean, I love to do things like fishing or riding or what have you. But are we thankful for one another, for Miss B, for, you know, Mr. Paul being here? There's so many things that we can be thankful for that we just forget about. We don't acknowledge. We look over. But as Paul writes, let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. He starts off in verse 3. He says, praise be to God and the Father of Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. He didn't say some. He didn't say a few. He didn't say, kind of gave you everything you need. He didn't say any of that. He said, I've given you everything you need, every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. And he goes on, he says, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight, in love. He predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption. Here's our blessings. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins, in accordance with his riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding, and he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to put into effect when the times will have reached their full fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ. Think about that as he points out to you, the church. He said, you also were included in Christ when you heard the word, the truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is deposited guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possessions to the praise of his glory. And if you go to the first chapter of Philippians, we see the same thing as Paul's encouraging the church. He finds joy, the spiritual blessings of knowing that the church is growing and doing the things that it's supposed to do. And we can see that evidence in the church at Lake Norman this year. The blessings, the spiritual blessings that have gone on to help carry us through, to help grow us in Christ Jesus. Many of us have been pushed to beyond our limits to do more. It's if you think back where you were 10 years ago, what you were doing, and then look at yourself today. What are you doing? God has blessed us. God has blessed us in so many ways. And we look at verse 15. He says, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. That is what we're supposed to do as a family, is to reach out to one another, to take care of one another, to be there for one another, to lift up each other, and to push each other. But he says, for the faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for the saints, for all the saints, I have not stopped giving you thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and a revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he extended in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Our thanksgiving. Yeah, we're going to be thinking about our families this week. We're going to be thinking about seeing one another and spending time with one another, and that's always a real nice thing. But you know, when we talked about how he has adopted us as his sons, how he has given us a hope to be with him, you know, and as I was telling you that story about how, you know, we went through this adoption process, and in this adoption process, it was taxing on us because we never did get a child to come into our home. And we started thinking, you know, what is it that we're doing wrong? What is it that we're doing wrong? And we found out that, we were trying to guide the way instead of letting God guide the way. So as Melissa and I talked and talked and talked, and we come to the conclusion that, you know, we just need to say, God, send us whoever you want. It's in your hands. And so as Melissa calls Miss Jessie up, our social worker, and she says, Jessie, we haven't had a kid in our home yet, and we're kind of losing faith. So we want you just to take off all the boundaries that we had set. You know, it had to be a little white girl or a little white guy. It had to be healthy. It had to be whoever the kid is. Whoever the kid is, you send him to us. And she says, I'm glad you called. We have this little girl, a biracial little girl, and she's a sweetheart. We'd love for you to see her. So as Melissa calls me and she tells me about this, and you know, as a 48-year-old man living in the South, there's a lot of stupidity in me. And I had to get over that stupidity. But the beautiful thing about it is, I didn't get over it on my own. Niles, Tamika, Julian, Darian Norman. I can continue on down the list. Ken Washington. All these men listen to me as I ask questions. How do I raise a young black girl in my family? How do I do this? You gotta love her. Remember calling my dad. I said, we found a girl. And he said, yeah. I said, yeah. I said, but there's one issue. He said, what's the issue? I said, she's a little black girl. He said, does she need a home, Andy? I said, yes, sir. He said, I don't have a problem. So Melissa and I get to go meet this beautiful young lady. To walk into a house where you see this little curly-headed girl walking around. She's a little apprehensive seeing me come in there. And so Melissa's talking to the lady that's keeping her. And I start to try to get to know Mia. And this little thing, she's walking around, she's kind of bashful. Eventually I get her to come over to me. I pulled out my cell phone. Go figure, right? And as she comes over to me, I start to talk to her, and I start to, you know, see a little bit of a smile, and she's kind of relaxing and everything. And I can remember picking her up and walking her around the house there. And the house at this time, I think it was right after Thanksgiving or before Thanksgiving. So they had a tree up and everything. And so I'm walking over there and I'm talking to her and I'm looking at the tree and everything. And I feel something. I feel this little hand on my back, tapping my shoulder. And I remember walking up to Melissa, tears in my eyes. She's ours. So out of all that choosing that I was trying to do, I was trying to get in the way of God, who brought something so beautiful, so precious. And this church family, there's no way I could have done that without you. No way I could have done it without you. So as we grow together, you have loved my kids. Got a picture of Mark Davis sitting in a chair. He's got little Amelia on his lap, sound asleep, and he's just grinning. This family that God has put together, it's nothing to do with, you know, what we're trying to do. It's what God's doing. He's just using us. And it is such a blessing to go through our trials, Jennifer, to know that the family's here for you. That's the things that we have to look at when we think about our blessings, as Christ has blessed us so much that he is willing to die for us. And we look at Ephesians chapter 2, made alive in Christ. You know, we were dead. We were all dead. We were dead to sin. But yet he makes us alive. He makes us whole again. And there was no judgment of who we were. There wasn't a worry of me being white, you being black, you being crippled, or anything. He says, it doesn't matter who you are. I want you to be with me. So each one of us have that opportunity to be part of this family, of His family, the Church of Christ. So I challenge you tonight, or today, to make yourself part of that family. You know, you've been wandering for a while. You've been lost. And as He said, you're like adopted sons. He's got a place for you here to be part of this family. And each one of us that are Christians, we got to be more and more thankful for what we have. The people that surround us. The people that we love and we care for. So I challenge you today as we stand and sing to come forward.